summer.
Yeah.
The importance of seafood and fair fowler making sure it kind of comes as close to tonight.
Well, I think it's been happening. You know, we, you and I think, had this conversation the other day. We talk about playing a lot of people, and as coaches, that's easy to preach that, but you got to make sure you do it on game day. And, you know, we've been doing that, had a lot of guys chipping in, you know, had some running back issues tonight, had some things going on, but, you know, we just keep battling. And, you know, we battled for 60 minutes, and we needed to make a couple of big plays, and none bigger than the play 10 make and the play that David made it to end the game.
Talk about the pistol formation.
Yeah, we continue. Obviously, I want to, you know, get Peyton as comfortable as I possibly can in what we're trying to do. And obviously, we're still trying to maintain some balance as far as formation-wise in what you do. I'm not talking about run path. I'm talking about how you operate formationally, you know, as a football team. So I know he was very comfortable tonight. I could tell. We protected him pretty well tonight. Obviously, we didn't run the ball very good. It's a battle right now, but we're just going to keep battling. But I think we made some progress offensively, but we need to continue to make some more.
What do you say about the defense?
Yeah, they've been exceptional. You know, I mean, we've got to eliminate some penalties. I told the guys tonight, you know, usually don't go in there after a win and start with something negative, but I said we need to fix the penalties, and that starts with me as a coach. We got to do that. Some of the drives we're giving up are penalty-aided, but we continue to play hard defensively, and we find a way to get our hands on the ball. You know, we've been special at that, so need to keep doing that, find some consistency offensively, and just keep plugging away. Well, I think you're wondering if it's going to affect it in the long haul. You know, I mean, with the new PAT rules and what's going on. First off, it's a great effort by Chris trying to, you know, get us some points going the other way. But, you know, and then we had a penalty on our next touchdown, which, you know, there was a question, could you use the penalty there, which obviously you couldn't. So I think you're just wondering how it's going to affect the game in the long haul. But you try to stay the course and, you know, have a belief in how you're going to go about it and let the game take its course.
Kate did seem comfortable.
Well, I think we protected him better tonight, Mike, than we have, you know. But I know he likes to see the field from back there. We continue to work both, and I think you're going to continue to see both. But us trying to find some balance of what we're doing offensively. But, you know, I think he played really, really well, other than the tip ball that he got in the red zone, you know, which we had a nice play there. I think it's fixing to be a walk-in touchdown. I think he played exceptional. So we just need to keep battling, keep protecting him the way we protected him, and he'll make his plays.
You see enough in the pistol that you like that too?
I like that too. I like things that work, you know, and when what's the old saying? Insanity's doing something over and over again if it's not going right. So, you know, obviously we had been working on the pistol for a period of time. We had done a little bit of it. Obviously, we did a lot more tonight, but the key is balance formationally as a football team, you know, so that you don't get there and you're offset all the time. You know, that's a concern. So, but there was some improvement tonight.
It gives you what you like too.
Yeah. You still like to be able to go both ways with the football and not be predictable with your back. It's really important. So, we'll continue to grow with it.
With Fowler, was going into the game, was there a chance he might become?
No, I'll tell you what's happened. Just watching Benny practice, you know, and you tell your players how important practice is. And Benny has practiced exceptional. And really, Cody and Bubba have too. And I told Ty going into the game, I want to get them all involved as best we can. And Benny's making plays on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and we gave him a chance on Sunday, and he did it again. So I think it's Benny's work. He deserves the credit. It's his work.
Thank you.